I wanted to share also with you, so we before lunch, we talked about different ways of accessing and changing states. And I did my best to try to change my state in front of you as I was talking and evoke different states from you as I was talking. Anybody experience a shift in state or two as we were talking about those different ways? Okay. Just in going to each one and maybe taking it on a little bit. Okay. So now, this is some really helpful language that can help you to access states. So when you're working with somebody that you can invite them to access the state, and again, it could be through memory or imagination or any of those other elements that we talked about, but just to give you some helpful language. And so you've heard this one probably many times this weekend, where you invite somebody to go back, say, into a memory and say, so go back into that memory and see what you saw, hear what you heard, feel what you felt. So we're capturing the visual, auditory, and kinesthetic aspects of those experiences and just inviting them, and that language will tend to associate them more in the experience. And if they're associated in the experience, then it's even, you're much more likely to get more access to the feeling of that experience. Now, there's a little difference between if I go see what you saw versus see what you see. So just try that on. If you go back into a memory, maybe even where you had lunch, and see what you saw, and then try to go back and go see what you see. What is there a difference in your experience between those two words? Yeah. What do you
saw is more like disassociated. Mm-hmm. I did before in another time. Mm-hmm. Space. See what you see is like in the present.
So potentially, if you go see what you see, it sort of suggests that they are in that experience, that their mind, they're actually there experiencing it as if it were happening right now. Whereas if I go see what you saw, suggests that it's in the past and it may have a totally different coding in their submodalities and so on between saw and see. Does that make sense? Hear what you heard versus hear what you hear, feel what you felt versus feel what you feel. So past tense and present tense, future tense language, you'll actually get a whole chunk of instruction on verb tense shifts as another kind of language pattern, but I just want to introduce you to that idea. These are all different ways of inviting somebody to access a state. So if I say, what's it like when you feel really confident? What's it like when you feel really confident? Now, in order to answer that question, the person has to access the state. Right? How would they be able to answer the question if they didn't access the state? Now, there's another thing that I'm doing here at the end is I'm emphasizing the words, feel really confident. What's it like when you feel really confident? That language is inviting them. It's called an embedded command to experience that feeling. What would happen, or what would it be like to feel really calm? Or to feel great peace? What would it be like to think very clearly? So you get a sense for how that works? What happens when you remember everything you've learned this weekend? I think I just saw a head explode back there. Have you ever felt total peace? Now that one, because of the structure of the language, is a little trickier to get a clean embedded command out of it. But still to invite them, have you ever felt incredible peace? And so again, it invites them to go into a search, and it's like a Google search, right? Put a Google search into their system to find an experience of incredible peace. So these are just, again, language patterns that you can use to invite them to think, feel, or act in a certain way. So as you're working together and you're wanting to access states, I thought this would be helpful for you. So do you have any questions about how that works? Okay. Onward we go.
One question. The second part of that, like what's it like when you would feel really confident, is there a list of those possibilities in here somewhere, some suggestions for...
For for what would you would put after, at the end here?
Yeah.
Just the formula is it would be like a verb of some kind to feel, think, or do something. But then after that, it's your artistry, whatever. Creativity, or whatever would be appropriate to the outcome. So what I would do as a way of practicing.
Just getting started, some stuff to work with, some material to work with to get started.
So what would it be, or what's it like when you communicate effectively? So if you pick a theme like that, some outcome that you have, and just play with the language of, different variations on that. My kids and I would practice on the weekends doing that. We started out doing Yoda speak on the weekends. Have dinner, you will. Okay, and so we do Yoda speak for the weekend, and then I slowly worked in stuff like this to teach them how to have good communication language pattern. Yeah.
Gary, instead of going for a list for options, it's actually really important that you start using the words that your partner is using, or accessing a stage with that that you want to be accessing at that point. That's basically the trick. You're using that. What they're going to need.
Good suggestion. Yeah, they'll hand it to you. They'll give it to you. Say, what I really want is to be able to be more organized. So you start going, what's it like when you organize yourself better? Something like that. So I had to flip it around to make it an embedded command, but what's it like when you're more organized? If you didn't want to fuss about the embedded command part. So it's, that's another layer of sophistication you'll add later. But this is just, again, another way of accessing states, using your language. It's helpful to use that to guide them in. Okay, so now we know how to access states and change states. And by the way, we are going to practice all this stuff. So